Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, February 20. No, it is Wednesday, February 27th, 2000. No, it is. I don't know what day it is. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. I am a little bit confused, Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. Off a little scratching and I don't know what day it is. Anyway, everyone, welcome. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Whatever day it is, I hope your day is wonderful. And as always, whatever platform you are listening, be it live or the replay, welcome and thank you. Always, always appreciate it. Welcome in, welcome in. Frankie, hey, hey, how are you, girl? Minnesota, hey, friend, welcome back. Alphabet people, not sure who you are. But I'm pretty sure you're somebody I know. Okay, so let's get started. As usual, people will trickle in. So this is going to be kind of a continuation of yesterday. Yesterday, I was talking about how rude people are blocking your driveway, and then we got into, you know, people who allow their dogs to do their business on their on your lawn, and they don't pick it up. So this is please and thank you. You know, people need to learn how to talk to people. Relearn how to talk to people, because rudeness is at an all-time high. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, my opinion, that people have a sense of entitlement, you know, that they think that, you know, they can do whatever they want just because. And I think this behavior has gotten worse in the last 10 years. I think that the general climate has made it where, screw you, I can do whatever I want, you know, just because. You know, people don't say please and thank you anymore. You know, and if they do, you know, it's like pulling teeth. And then when they do say please and thank you, people don't say you're welcome. You know, I find myself more and more when I go into a store, it's like, why am I saying thank you first to the cashier or something? Shouldn't you thank me because I'm the one coming here purchasing from you? You know, but I still say thank you, you know, and I get a grunt, you know, if anything. You know, you just have people who just think that, and again, this is just my opinion, I'm going to do this. Hey, sweet angel bear. I'm going to do this because I want to. You know, how many times do you hear about people getting on an airplane? They don't plan ahead. They want you to move. They want you to switch seats. And what I've noticed that a lot of people say is, well, I have a seat by the window, you know, and they're all the way back in 38B or 38C, you know, but it's a window seat. But where they want to switch with you is, you know, in row 10, you know, row 15, because their child is sitting here, or their husband is sitting here, or their mother is sitting here. So is it just the fact that you're not planning ahead, that maybe you should buy your tickets in advance and make sure that you have those tickets where everyone is sitting together? You know, because to just expect people to move, and that's what it comes down to. And I've noticed, you know, on airplanes that they tend to single out the people who are traveling by themselves. Like, well, you're traveling by yourself, so therefore you should know, you know, your stress level or your comfort should not mean as much because you're traveling by yourself. You know, so, you know, what do you do? What do you do with these people? What do you do with these people who, you know, if you're standing in line getting food or something, and everyone's just standing in line waiting patiently, and someone wants to cut? Now, I have been in many places. I was somewhere the other day where I told some people to go ahead of me in line. They only had like two things in, you know, in their hand. You know, they only had two registers open, which is the norm these days, you know, self-checkout. I don't use self-checkout, you know, but self-checkout is usually a long line. And all the employees are over there, but there's only one or two checkouts that are open. So I told this couple they can go in front of me. She says, oh, well, my husband has something. I said, go ahead. I mean, I had a cart full of things, you know, and when they left, you know, they looked at me and they said, thank you. I said, you're welcome. But I also noticed that the please and thank yous are coming from people who are older. So is it that we're not teaching the younger generation manners? You know, is it the fact that the generations, you know, the younger generations are not teaching the people who come after them manners to say please and thank you? May I? You know, remember that game, Mother May I? I mean, are we all so wrapped up into ourselves that we don't consider the other person anymore? You know, and I'm going to admit, it is hard for me sometimes to consider the other person when the other person is acting like a jerk. You know, and some people can say, well, you know, Sally, you've been rude to know. You know what? If you're going to act like that towards me, then why should I go out of my way to act like this towards you? And for some of these people who are rude, these are people that I know. And they have this expectation that, well, we're supposed to be friends, so therefore no friends should still be considerate of each other. You know, friends should be considerate, you know, just of each other just as much as strangers. You know, but people don't seem to think that. You see people cutting each other out, you know, in traffic, you know, and I've said this before. Is it really going to kill you to, if you're at a stoplight and the light's red and someone's coming out of the, out of a fast food place, or they're coming out of a gas station, you know, Wouldn't Bush welcome. Is it so hard for you to just let them through? But you see cars kind of, they kind of inching up some more, so to let that other car know, I'm not letting you through. And you look in your rear view mirror, and there's like all these cars behind you. No, you know, it's like you're at a stoplight. You can't let one car go. I mean, and then if someone passes you up, whatever, everybody's throwing everybody the finger. It's getting to the point where we're past giving people a finger. You're pulling out guns. All because you wanted to go first. So why are you in jail? Oh, I cut somebody off. He gave me the finger. I got pissed, so I shot him. So I'm in jail for the next 20 years. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Again, I say, what happened to please and thank you? What happened to just common courtesy? And I think that went away with older people, you know. And I think, hey, GP, welcome. You know, you get into the whole thing about how millennials against the baby boomers, the Gen X's against the millennials, and the Gen Z's against, I can't remember how where we are right now in terms of what gen is what, you know. But I think that every generation in terms of their behavior is getting worse. And I fault the generation who came before them. You know, back when, you know, your grandparents' time and what have you, there was more courtesy. You know, it just seems like there was more courtesy just across the board. Even in schools. And what I mean by that is on the playground back in the day, if you were to have an argument or fight, it was with your fists, or it was with words, pushing and shoving. When did it get to the point where people went home and they brought guns back to school? Or it got to the point where it was a group of people jumping on one person? Before, it was like one-on-one. Now, all of a sudden, I got to deal with you and your whole posse. I got to deal with you know, not just one mean girl. I have to deal with all of them jumping on one person. And then the parents of these people are saying, well, your kid's a wuss. Your kid needs to man up. She's this. Well, if your kid wasn't this, you know, it's like all of a sudden it's my kid's problem or fault, or your kid's fault, because my kid's the bully or your kid's the bully, and your parents are encouraging it. Before, if you did something wrong in school, you did not want your parents to find out. You did everything you could for your parents not to find out, because you knew if your parents found out, you were going to get in trouble. When did that stop? You know, and did it stop? Because the parents were also brought up that way, where they have this sense of entitlement that they don't have to do anything. And GP says the cute people versus the ugly people. You know, but GP, I think we've always had that. But it's just gotten to a level now where it's not just you're ugly, you dress funny, you know, you're wearing that. It's gotten to the point where people are physically hurting other people, or they've gotten to the point where again, you bring in social media, and I know social media has a lot to do with it, but where people are so cruel now that kids are going home and they're killing themselves. That's not funny. That's not cool. And GB has a point, because today kids call the cops on their parents. So when did parents stop being parents? I mean, I have friends who have said to me, you know, I'm looking at their kid, I'm like, why don't you tell her not? Oh, well, because I want them to like me. I want my kids to like, no, you're supposed to be the parent. You become their friend when they get older, but you're still their parent then. So if your child is calling the cops on you, either they have a reason to, because you are doing something wrong, like if, you know, you're doing drugs or you're robbing banks or something like that, or because your kids have grown up so entitled that you tell them no, all of a sudden they don't want to hear it. So I'm going to call the cops on you and tell them that you're a bad parent. When did it get to the point where other people, where neighbors are calling the cops on other parents? Now, again, there are bad parents out there. There are some parents who absolutely should not be parents. But what, you can't spank your child anymore? You know, if you spank your child, all of a sudden social services, you know, or children's services is at your house? That's crazy to me. You know, and to me, it kind of started with that whole timeout thing in the 80s. Put your kid on a timeout. You know, you know, I mean, put your kid on a timeout for what? If they did something wrong, you discipline them. Some kids don't even care about timeouts. Now, I understand that some people don't believe in spanking, and that's fine. But people that do, and I'm saying spanking, not beat, there's a difference between spanking your child and beating your children. There's a huge difference. I have no problem with spanking your child. Because sometimes, as Brina says, you got to give that bottom a little tap tap. You know, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy, you know, because while you're allowing your child to do this and that and what have you and run wild, they're not learning the please and thank yous. They're learning how to be entitled. Well, my mother says I can do this. My mom says I can do that. When my son was younger, he had kids come over, and I'm like, you cannot do that. Well, at my house, you're not at your house. And they would look at me. And I would tell their parents when they came to pick them up, just so you know, your child did this. Well, you know, no, you're not going to do this in my home. I don't care what you do in your home. I don't care what you allow your kids to do in your home. They can talk to you and treat you however they want. But in my house, you're not going to do that. And my house is please, thank you, may I? And just like I would expect my child to do the same thing. Because if I got a bad report because of something that he did, and I knew that he did it, there's going to be a problem for him. Hey, Lou, welcome. You know, some people think, you know, Minnesota says timeout is a joke. Timeout is. GP says, my old man would turn into a pro wrestler and make sure I learned my lesson. And GP, that's what I'm talking about. It's like all these things, you know, that you learn, you know, not just in the home, but I mean, that's all part of the please and thank yous. I mean, I remember on it was either Jerry Springer or Maury Povich. This was years ago. This must have been about 10 years ago. And this woman said, my son is bigger than me. You know, he is stronger than me. And every time I tell him to do something, he's saying, F you. And the response from the host, again, I can't remember if it was, I think it was Maury Povich. And he said, they weren't always bigger than you. And she just looked, because he was absolutely right. Your kid was not always bigger than you. Your kid was not always stronger than you. But you better be damn sure that when they do get bigger than you and they do get stronger than you, they will still respect you. But that's on you. No, but people don't want to. My day is going well, Lou. Thank you. Bible says respect your parents, but you know, Lou, respect goes it goes beyond your parents. You know, it is with everyone. And that's just something that we just don't do anymore. I've wanted to fight my dad plenty of times, but because of that, I would never. I mean, and I will say there are some parents again who hey Power Girl, there are some parents who don't deserve respect because they're horrible parents. I mean, there are parents out there that are horrible. Oh, that's a question that GP has for Lou. Just my dad, he says. My mom is a saint. You know, and then, you know, you have, you know, some households where one parent was the person who did the spanking and the other parent was the saint. In my house, it was my mother that did the spanking and my father who was the saint, you know. You know, but at the same time, it's like I can think of things that would just, even now, things that my mother did that would piss me off, or things that I did that I knew that I was getting in trouble on, you know, and you look back on it and it's like, well, yeah, you did deserve that. Well, yeah, I did kind of deserve that. My kids only got beat moms. I would never touch my kids because I remember. Well, I am a spanking person, and my son he only got spanked, I can count maybe four times that I spanked my son. But I think they were times that he deserved it. You know, and this is from somebody who has a pretty mellow child. You know, kid grew up to be, I mean, just a mellow person, you know. But what do you do with those kids who are just out and out, just running around out of control? What do you do with people when they're adults, they're out of control and they don't know please and thank you, where they cannot even, I mean, again, there are still men out there who open doors for women. I always say thank you when a man opens a door for me. My husband won't let me get into the car unless he's opening my door and I'm saying thank you to him. You know, and there are times I'm like, don't worry, I got it, whatever, and I just get into the car. But I have seen women where men have opened up doors for them, not say a word, and the men are looking at them like, well, damn. I mean, you can't say thank you? I mean, I don't get it. I don't want my sons to beat my grandkids, so I broke the generation curse. So again, Lou, there's a difference between beating and spanking. I don't think there's anything wrong with spanking. I think so. Again, I do think there's a difference between beating a child and spanking a child. Nancy, welcome. GP says having manners is a way of showing others you have respect for them. Absolutely. Yet instill these manners very young, Lou says. You know, so, I mean, so what do you do? You know, do you purposely marry the man or woman who is a jerk and doesn't say please and thank you? I mean, to this day, if I go into anyone's home, I'm saying hello to everyone because I'm in their home. Even the children, I'm saying hello to. And that's another thing. People tend not to respect children. And they act like they're invisible. And I think that children also need that acknowledgement also, because that's also part of learning. Lou says, I call people out when they don't say thank you. But Lou, you know, you can go through a whole day where no one says thank you to you, and it would be exhausting. But I totally get it. There are times when I'm like, okay, you're welcome, you know, because some things are just like, well, damn. But people have this sense of entitlement now. And I think that it's gotten worse as you go the opposite way on the scale when you're looking at the younger people. And Lou says, today someone opened the door for me and I told him, thank you, have a nice day. And I caught him off guard. Absolutely, because he's probably used to doing it and people aren't saying anything to him. You know, so do you get to the point where you just stop saying anything? You know, I mean, you know, do you get to the point where I don't know. I don't know. People are just, people have just, like I said, they have just gotten rude to the point where it's just a sense of entitlement. And for me, I notice it a lot when I'm at the airport or I'm on a plane, and then again, you see all those videos and what have you of people recording people on a plane and what have you. And you know, it just, you know, again, I say, you did not plan ahead, so I'm supposed to give up my seat for you. Because you want to sit next to your friend. But because I'm flying by myself, you just assume that I'm going to give up my seat and I want to go sit all the way in the back. Or even if it wasn't in the back, let's say I'm just sitting across the aisle. But people need to learn how to talk to each other. People need to learn how to say, you know, may I, whatever. Then, you know, and they have to also be able to accept the word no. You tell people no nowadays, it's like they're, oh my God, you're, you know, they calling you the B word. They're calling you all kinds of names because you told them no. You're not going to have your way everywhere that you go. That's a lesson. You know, everyone's not going to do what you want them to do, especially if you ask them in a very nasty way. You know, so, you know, people, Lou says, I'm very programmed to be nice, because of being a professional salesperson, I have to respect, everyone. And Lou, sometimes I know that's hard. No is a negative word. Yes is a positive word. Lou, but no doesn't have to be a negative word. You know, but I get where you're coming from. And GB says, when I was a soldier, folks used to buy me coffee, not anymore. Frankie says, as a deaf person, I always smile. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that People are just rude. Okay, so GB says, when I was a soldier, people used to buy you coffee. So you're saying that when you're not in uniform, then people don't care anymore. So when you were in uniform, that was always a way or an excuse for people to be nice. And Frankie, mute. Okay, that's what I thought that you meant, as a mute person. Hey, crazy. Welcome. But Frankie, I would think that as a mute person, hey, Shorty, welcome. I would think that as a mute person that some people would think that you're being rude because you don't respond. Do people always see the smile and, you know, so I would think they would be a little tougher for you when you say yes. Okay. Thomas, welcome. Well, guess not. Oh, I usually reserve the welcomes for the new people, but I try not to be rude. Okay, did I miss anybody's comments here? So going back to what Lou says, do you guys agree with that no is a negative word and yes is a positive word? Because I think no can be a positive word. I mean, no one likes to hear the word no, but at the same time, I know what I want to say, but I just can't get there. Right. Okay. So it, right. Crazy. It depends. I was trying to think of an example and I don't have one, but I know what I want, what I want to say. You know, I mean, you know, you want a cookie meat before dinner? No. You know, your mother's going to tell you, no, you don't want to hear it, you know, but, people do need to learn and understand the word no. And I think that's another reason why we've gotten to a place where some people, you know, have this sense of entitlement. You know, they expect you to do things. They expect you to behave the way they want you to behave, because it's their will be done. And if you don't do what they want you to do, they have a hissy. And when you have children who behave like that, usually they're getting that behavior from looking at their parents. Right, crazy. It depends on the question. Ice cream and cheese quick. All the answers probably would be yes. You know, but still, if I ask you, does anyone want ice cream or cheesecake? Believe it or not, someone can answer that question in a very rude way. One thing that does bother me, GP says, when someone tries to eat off my plate without asking. GP, can we talk about the people who... Now, I'm sure you're not talking about Helen Keller eating off your plate type person. Or are you talking about the people who, you know, if you just went to McDonald's or you have some French fries or something and they want to just come and stick their hand in your plate and, you know, grab a fry or something. You know, that pisses me off. that pisses me
Don't
off.
Don't touch hey, my Grace. Food, period. What's up, Solid?
Don't touch your food, period. I mean,
yeah, you know, don't touch my food. Listen, I've had this argument with people so many times. It's just a fry, whatever.
Wait, Shorty, hold on.
Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I'll buy you your own damn plate of it. Like when I used to go out, I'd be like, listen, I'll buy appetizers, whatever y'all want, because I can't stand it. They didn't get fries or they didn't get this. Oh, well, let me just have, no, this is mine.
Okay, but
the way I want it.
Okay, but let me ask this. Would it be different if no one was reaching for your fries, no one was reaching for whatever, and they said, Crazy, may I have a fry? Does that make a, I mean, yes, no. You can still say no, but as opposed to people that just assume and they're just reaching, oh, well, they don't even say, may I?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still tell you no, but you can ask. And if you ask, see, now if someone's reaching for a fry, right, they're probably going to pull back a nubbin or something. The person that asked for a fry, they're going to get their own plate of fries. You see, difference.
So then that's when I say that no can still be a positive, because you understand what I'm saying. So like you said, it depends upon the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Lou says, my son and their moms will always take my food, not like I can say no. What do you mean, not like you can say no? To me, you're encouraging that behavior. So then, Lou, when they go with somebody else, they could probably think that it's okay. How can you not just say no? If you don't, no, you cannot have my fries.
When my son was little, when he was little, it would be different. He came grab a fry. But when he was at the point where I could be like, you got your own fries. I'll get you your own fries. Why? Because that, what you just said, if I hadn't taught him that, he'll go take, because I think that's disrespectful. You just walk, I don't care whose kid it is. I don't care how little, whatever. They just shouldn't go around taking shit off of people's plates. I mean, that's just, I don't want no dirty ass little kid's hands on my plate anyways. So, you know, like, I don't know. But okay. I mean, kids get away with a lot of shit that they shouldn't have. They shouldn't, because they're kids. Let's put it that way.
But again, just because they're kids does not mean that they should get away with it. So Shorty. Hey, Shorty.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi. Good. What were you saying about snatching Crazy's fries?
Oh, that's what you like to do.
Let me get a fry.
Well, you're not going to get a fry. You might as well make your own. I know you know damn well that I don't share food. I'm like Joey. I don't share food.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
So unless you want to get... See, that's what happens. Then you get mad because I smacked your hand and you hit your hand, or we smacked the food or something. And I was like, well, stop reaching for my damn food.
But see, but this but this is where I'm saying the please and thank you come in and to know how to talk to people, because I, you know, if you ask me nicely or if you ask me before you know, I mean, I have seen people go into people's wardrobes and put, you know, and well, all I want to do is just try it on. You cannot ask me first, but is what I'm saying. So if you don't tell them no, you know, I mean, because even growing up, when I got, you know, big enough where I can fit some of my mother's clothes or whatever, it wasn't where me just going to her closet. It was like, that was like, no. You ask me before you do it. And if I say no, then the answer is no.
Because it's mine. What the fuck?
Exactly. It is mine. And this is where I say rudeness is at an all-time high. And I go back to the airplane where you have these people who feel that, you know, and mainly with people who travel by themselves, that they can just come over and say, well, I want to sit next to my mother. You know, will you please move? No. Well, I'm giving you my seat. My seat is a window seat. I'm sorry, but I purchased a seat. You didn't plan ahead. And then they want to get pissed. And then they want to call you all kinds of names and stuff.
Now, it's see, like, yeah. See, that's the thing about assigned seating. And that's why I like assigned seating, because nobody can say anything about, well, it's not assigned, let me just sit there. No, actually, it is assigned, and I picked this seat specifically because I planned ahead. It's not my fault. Now, I'm not going to say, look, there may be times, not ever on a plane, probably, but I've rode buses, trains, you know, I'll move for elderly people. If I see them, they don't even have to ask me. I'm going to get up and move, but that's the way I was raised. So, but, like, I mean, elderly, I'm not talking about my age. I'm talking about people that are hunchback walking, you know what I'm saying, getting on the bus, and they got shit, and they should get a seat, you know, and I can stand. They probably can't for very long. But, like, the audacity
Even those people should still say, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. And you know what? Honestly, the majority of the elderly people I've ever run into they're more friendly because people are so rude. Yes. I feel like they overly do it because people are so entitled, audacity, you know, like the audacity of people, like what they think. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Now, when I go back to the food thing, can I say that I've never separated my fries into a pile and put them on another plate for somebody? I just don't like, if you order something, order what the fuck you want. Don't later on talk about, well, I wanted that, but whatever, and this and that, and because I ordered it, or my seat, or anything else. The point is that it's mine. It doesn't matter. People are always like, oh, it's not that serious. I don't care. It's mine. So give me the respect that I deserve, that all you got to do, because I know I do that. I might be the meanest MF'er to everybody in the world, but I promise you, my manners are on all time high. So, like, that's just something, although that was instilled into me. Let me tell you something. There wasn't no going into people's house and going through their stuff and going their refrigerator and do all this stuff. Had I done anything without asking permission and giving people respect, my dad would have slapped the shit out of me. So
unfortunately, that's what people do. And unfortunately, people will go into your house and not speak to, and I've said this before, it's like when you come into my house and my son had friends coming over, you speak to me and you speak to my husband. When I was younger, when I went into people's houses, the first people that I spoke to was mother and father. You speak to them first because it's right. Their house. Then it's like, hey, so-and-so, hey, crazy, whatever. But you speak to Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, you know,
that's
whatever.
The rule.
But unfortunately, you don't have that now. People just come in and come over. And to me, as a child, your children should know that, because that's one thing that my son will remind his, you didn't speak to my mother. You didn't speak, speak to my father. And they, you know, and he's like, you know, I tell him, you have to, this is also your house. You also have to have respect when people come into your house. They need to respect you by respecting your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, this all ties into the please and thank you. You know, and Lou says, I've given up my seats on planes before because other people have done it for me. I'm not picky over seats on buses or trains. I'm picky over seats and whatever. I'm not going to lie.
If I planned it a certain way. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So if I pay for it, whatever, usually I get my seats months in advance. So
for a reason.
For a reason. Hans, I'm going to let you up on the panel. You are the first, you're your first time up here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you want to add something to what Crazy was saying or what Shorty said?
No, please. I will do that later.
Okay. I'm going to mute you. Okay. Go ahead and mute yourself. All right. Shorty, did you want to add something to what Crazy was saying?
I agree with him. Get out for you fall. Thank you. Oh, I was talking to my son. Sorry. But yeah, I agree with what she said. Why are you going to feed him that and that one?
You know, and you all may think this is silly, but when my son is home from school, one of the things he has to do is take out the trash. And he usually takes it out at a certain time, usually takes it out after he finishes eating dinner, whatever. And if I'm around after he's taking the trash out, I'll say thank you. And he'll say, You're welcome.
Me too.
And one of my friends was like, why, if that's his job, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. I'm thanking him for doing his job. I'm thanking him for doing it, you know, and, you know, I cut the grass because I like being outside. I've always, you know, I grew up cutting grass, whatever. When my son's home from school, he helps me. And when we're done and everything, I always say, thank you for helping me. You know, even though it's expected of him. You know, I still say thank you. He says you're welcome.
But at your job, don't you like to be thanked? I mean, yes. I like to be thanked.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So
yes.
Like, I like to know that you appreciate. I work much better under appreciation than I do bullshit. So like my son, there, you know, there's things that I expect of him to do when he's around or whatever. But I always appreciate his help, and I always like try to. Either, you know, the manners part of it, or like, I'll be like, oh, let me, when I'm out, I'll go buy him a little, what his little favorite drinks are or whatever, because that people aren't going to want to do shit for you if all they get is nothing out, if all they're doing is doing stuff and nobody appreciates it. I'm the first to tell you that if I know I'm unappreciated, I'm done. I'm all done with that shit.
I mean, and that's what it comes down to, because, you know, I had to change something for Miss Crazy, and I needed my son's help, and it was driving him crazy because I kept asking him because I did not know how to do it. And I was, when we got it all done, I was like, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, whatever. And he was just like, Mom, can you just kind of learn how to, you know, do it? You know, it was, you know, it was something on.
I think I might have figured it out.
On Adobe, whatever it was. But, you know, I mean, you know, he's the artist. I'm not, I can do the little stuff. He does the big stuff, whatever. And, you know, but you still say, thank you. You know, and I notice that when I'm around people and their children and they ask their children to do something, to me, again, you're instilling manners in your children that they take when they get older. So when they are on that plane, when they are at the supermarket and they want to get a ahead of you, they don't feel entitled that just because, you know, I have a basket full of things and you only have one thing, don't assume I'm going to let you up. You teach that stuff when they're younger, then I have no problem saying, hey, you know, you want to go first, you know, you want to go ahead of me. And these people usually say thank you. But if you're going to act like, you know, well, I only got three things and you can't. No, you know what? You are going to wait or else you're going to go into another line.
Yeah, because you're entitled now. Now you're acting entitled, and that's right. Where you're not going to be. That's what's not going to happen.
Right.
That's a no-no for me. That's why so everybody gets on me about my shit. I hear it all the time. They come in my show and I'm like, and I get very upset.
I'm going to get on you with some of your language lately.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. You know what? I know earlier I was like, oops. So, my fault. So they come in my show and I'm like, I mean, it's right in the greeting and I mean that. And when I tell people they need to leave and come back, they're like, what? I'm like, because you would have never came in my house. If you try to walk past me and don't greet me at my house, you're going right back outside. So why would you walk up in my house and not greet me first? And why is that such a big deal? Like, why is it? Because I actually blocked somebody over the last show. And I was like, look, y'all think I'm playing. I'm not. Like, it's real simple. It's a simple request. It doesn't hurt you. It's a matter of respect. It's one thing that I ask. It's real simple. Because if you walked in my house like that, you wouldn't walk in my house again. Period. So, like, I don't care what you feel about it, but I don't even understand why it's that big of a deal. It's real simple. I don't know anybody that walks into somebody's house, like you said, and greets other people first and don't say nothing to the people who own the house or whatever. And it's like, what? This is my house. What are you doing? You know, like, when I was a kid, even though the kids were told by my friends, right, my real close friends, my dad told them, just come inside. They lived right there behind me, this side of me. Just come inside. Still, because their parents wouldn't let them. It's the ones that say, if I do that, my daddy, my mom is going to whip my butt. Those are the ones that have, that's the ones. Because most of them learn that. And you said it earlier in the show, and I was stuffing my face before I could call in. But they learn a lot of, not saying all of it, because I'm not a parent blamer, because I know that that's not always true, because you have one children that's one and one children that's the other. But they learn things like that by example. If you talk a certain way, if you act a certain way, if you feel entitled, your children are going to feel entitled. That's just how I look at it, because I've seen it. I lived in high school where it was from the poorest kids to the richest kids all went to that school. It was the biggest public high school where I was. And the difference was insane even back then. Mind you, I graduated in the 90s. So, but the difference was still insane. There was still those bundle of entitled children. So that's why when people talk about, is this generation? No, it's not. It's entitled children, because their parents don't teach them that they aren't entitled or they need manners.
But I do think, and I said this before you came on the show, I do think that as the generations get younger, they get worse, because I do believe the grandmother and grandfathers had more respect and more manners. There was more please and thank you going on. And then as the generations got younger, you lost that. Hans, did you want to say something?
Yeah. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, today happens to be my first time of joining your discussion, and then I would like to share my thoughts and views concerning the topic on board. Please, and then thank you, right? I believe that is what we are dissecting on. Please, can you hear me?
You're a little low, but I can hear.
Yeah, I was saying that, is it okay now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was saying that today happens to be my first time joining you, and then the topic for discussion tonight or today is please and then thank you, right? I believe that is the topic.
Yes, yes.
Well, let me take it from, I'm an African, I'm from Ghana. Yeah, so let me take it from our culture here. One thing that I've realized is that in our culture here, it is very disrespectful for you to talk or communicate with an elderly person without using the word please. That means the moment you communicate with an adult without using the word please, it means that you are uncultured. It means that you are not coming from a good groomed home. So whenever you are talking with an elderly person, not necessarily your parents or whoever, but once the person is older than you, you have to accord the person with the title, please. Please, can I get a seat? Please, can I get this? And then even your peers, your age mates, you got to use the word peer, please. When you, it doesn't matter. And then one thing behind the use of please is that you are polite. You are well-mannered. You are coming from a good home. You are not necessarily a Christian or a Muslim or whatever home, but you are coming from a good home, a home that, you know, they take their time to train their children and then they bring them up to see the maximum light as expected. And then when we talk of the thank you, all that I'm saying are from the point of where I'm coming from. I don't know that from your various homes or your various countries, but I'm talking from my side. The thank you, you know, a lot of people have perception that the thank you is being said after someone has done something or for you, or someone has offered you something. That is when we use the word thank you. But to me, I don't see it to be so, even though it's part, but I don't see it to be only so. The reason being that thank you shows appreciation. Assuming that I give my friend a pen, I expect my friend to, you know, thank me because I have given my friend a pen. But instead, I can equally thank him because he could have rejected it. After all, he doesn't need, I'm not the only person who can offer him the pen. His parents are there, but the person, I can equally thank the person, and it shows that at least I feel very happy for him collecting the pen. Uh-huh. And then when I receive something from someone, I can equally say thank you. And not necessarily that I always receive something before I use the word thank you. So for now, this is what I want to add up to the conversation. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for adding that. Somebody said something. Okay, Lou says I was entitled but raised with manners. Somebody else says something. I can't find it. Well, guys, the bottom line for me is we've turned into a society where people are just not, they're just not nice anymore. You know, there's just so much, you know, entitlement, there's so much rudeness, there's just so much, you know, that the people who are nice are turning into people who may not be so nice because they're fed up with the people who just are just rude. You know, so you won't be taking them off my plate, Lou, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Crazy, you want to say any last words?
Well, no, I want to tell you, manners goes a long way. And I just want to just put this out there that this ties right into it. You know, being nice and being a good person are two different things. You can still have manners, like a lot of people think that people that are mean or don't have manners or whatever, just because I say it a certain way, you know, I use the manners or whatever, but don't take someone's demeanor when they're using manners as something against you. It just could be the day they're having or something. And also that could be the reason why they're not paying attention either. So I don't know. Just I was going to say, be kinder to each other. Just remember that everybody's going through something. You have no idea what it is. And manners can make or break someone's, I guess, attitude for people, if you will. So it's That's all I'm saying is we influence each other all the time with this stuff. More people that see nicer things tend to be nicer, get nicer kind of deal. But if you're always around misery, then, you know, like you said, if people are always crappy, why am I being nice? So try to be, try not to let that make you be that person.
Now, see, Crazy, I was going to end the show. You just said something that made me want to ask another question. So let me ask this. So let's say you have an employee that's working for you. They're doing everything right. They no problem with their job, their with their work. They do, they're on time. They do everything right. But they don't have manners. They have a poor attitude. They're just like, you know, they're always, you know, cutting people off. They're, you know, they're just rude. No, please and thank you, whatever. At some point, do you fire that person?
If it is a customer service based position, yes.
Okay. What if it's not? What if they're working in the warehouse? What if they're working like they're sitting at their own desk in the corner, but it's like no one wants to go and talk to them or hand them anything because that person is just not nice. You know, it's like they didn't show that. I mean, but again, the job is getting done. They do their job well. At some point,
are they hurting anybody or the company? Or the only difference I would say
you're hurting the morale of the company is a little tense because of this person's and their rudeness.
Then that's a reason to talk to them first. And I've seen this happen.
I've seen this happen.
I actually have seen this shit happen. But this is the thing. Why is everybody so focused on it? Now, if it's somebody that people have to talk to and they're really crappy to people, then that's different. That's different because customer service doesn't mean with just your clients. Customer service means with other departments, people that you work with, all of that. Every part of that encompasses that. So unless you're sitting in an office being miserable all by yourself and doing a job that doesn't require people engagement, you can be canned for that because of that reason right there. Morale of the company, because it brings the workplace environment down, the morale down in the workplace environment. Absolutely. Okay. I believe that a person should be talked to about it and told, listen, I don't know what you go, not accusatory, but asking them, what can we do to make, is it here? Is it you? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, figure it out. But if they are just a miserable person, because those people are out there, if they're just miserable, just going to be miserable, they don't care, then yeah, I think that that's a good reason because that's, you aren't making, nobody wants to work with you. It doesn't matter the production in your area, but it might be production down in other areas because like you said, people don't want to come over here. They don't want to come over here with the things that they need to talk to you about and that delays. So that's where it would come into play.
Okay.
Is the impact on the company. Anyway.
Okay. Hans, I'm gonna come to you for the last word and then I'm gonna go to Shorty. So do you have a last word?
Yeah, I have my submission concerning the question you post, that if I have employers in my company and then they are doing what is expected of them with bad manners, right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to lay them off? It depends what are the objective of the company. If they are able to meet the requirements or what is expected of them at the company, I don't think laying them off is necessary. Even though you being the CEO, you can advise them that, hey, my friend, if you are able to add this to your attitude, it will help you go far in life. If the person takes it, fine. If the person doesn't, fine. But if their manners affect the company negatively, like the other speaker said, I don't know, but if maybe it is at the reception side and then they are collapsing the business, being it, let's take it at a hotel, and then the employees, the one at the receptionist, it's not good. She has bad manners, and then collapsing my versus clients and other stuff, driving them off. Then I have to lay him off, him or her off. But then if the attitude and other stuff are not affecting the progress of the company or the hotel or the work, I don't think it is necessary for me to lay him off. Even though I have to advise him that, hey, my friend, you got to add this attitude to your work and yourself, and then it will take you far. That is all.
Okay. All right. Shorty, you have any last words? Is Shorty still here?
Yeah, I see her, but she said no.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, everyone, this is the please and thank you. Please and thank you show. So kind of part two from yesterday. So, okay. You're driving. Okay. Well, stay safe while you're driving. don't text and drive. Thank you, Lou. Yeah, I'm going to leave us with Michael Jackson, Human Nature, because is it human nature for people to be jerks?
Okay, I'm going to show them some human nature, all right.
Some people to be nice. So, Hans and Shorty and Crazy, thank you for coming up on the panel to be with me. And here we go. Michael Jackson, Human Nature.
Why? 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 Why?
Guys, I miss Michael Jackson. I really do. He just had that voice. So, but life is what it is. But anyway, everyone, thank you so much for coming. I will not have a show tomorrow, but I will be over at my other house on Thursday, but back on Podbean on Monday. Again, thank you for coming, Hans and Crazy and Shorty. Again, thank you for coming up on the panel. And everyone, as always, thank you for coming to the show and for liking the show. Until next time, enjoy your day wherever you are in the world. Bye.